Welcome to today's podcast, Hello Momversations. Keeping it real. Welcome to Hello Momversations, Keeping It Real with San Francisco Bay Area Moms, or SFBAM. My name is Olia Rosales Salinas, and I'm your host. I'm the managing editor for SFBAM, and I'm here to welcome you to Hello Momversations and to this, our special episode focusing on back to school. Most of us have been back on campus for a few weeks, some of us for a month or even longer, but I promise you, each of us is having a unique experience throughout the Bay, and we're here to talk all about it. Our special guest today will be Elizabeth Bruner, a San Francisco-based designer and mom of boy-girl twins and the founder of Stereotype, a fashion-forward, gender-free kids clothing brand that's designed to celebrate individuality and freedom of expression by blending the traditional ideas of boys and girls wear. We're very excited to have her here today. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce my co-host, contributing writer, and former managing editor of SFBAM. That's right, she used to have my job, Tracy Campbell-Leonard. Tracy, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do for work now, and how your back-to-school experience is going.
Yeah, it's great to be here again and not in your role, although it's really exciting to see you take this and run with it, so in making it your own. I am right now the content and partnerships manager for Darkness to Light, a nonprofit that focuses on child sexual abuse prevention, but I'm focused on our Child Safety Pledge brand. So kind of really helping parents have safety conversations about everything from infancy through those tough teen years. And that's where I am right now in my back to school journey. Is I have two teens. I have a sophomore and a senior, wow. A boy and girl. And so we're kind of navigating that senior year and what that looks like for my daughter. And then my son as well, who is the sophomore, and as he's kind of already thinking college and those milestones. So we're having a lot of our last, you know, different things with our daughter, and then even for him. So it's making me feel a little old.
Kind that's of okay to say. That's totally okay to say.
Yeah, and it makes me long for the days, you know, when I see the the little ones, you know, posing for their back to school. We didn't get back to school pictures, you know, nobody wanted to deal with any of that. So we were lucky to get to school on time. So,
being here today, and I appreciate you sharing your experience with your kids, and also the important work you do for the nonprofit. A lot of heavy conversations I'm sure you have throughout the day, but also really important work. So thank you for being involved with that.
Absolutely.
Also joining us today is our good friend, Michelle Wing, our yoga mom, Michelle Wing from It's Yoga Kids. Thank you for joining us. You've been with us before, so I'm not going to read your bio, but if you want to share and say hello and tell us a little bit about yourself, that would be amazing.
Thank you. I love being here. I'm founder at It's Yoga Kids. I created this when mine were little. I resonate with what you just said, Tracy, because mine are big now, but I get these touch points. I get them from newborn all the way to launch. And that makes me so happy. It definitely fills me up. Back to school has been a wild ride for a lot of families, I have to say. And yoga is that touch point that can bring you back into your physical, mental, and emotional self, your well-being. And it's the skills that I really think these kids need to not just survive, but thrive and find themselves and their successes so they can shine bright.
That's amazing. So when you're at It's Yoga Kids, you're working with families and kids as young as toddlers.
Oh, no, as young as 2-week-olds.
2 weeks old. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
little. Really getting in there early with yoga practice at 2 weeks old. That's amazing.
It's amazing what you can do with a baby. Absolutely. So, but yeah, all the way up, all from, you know, yeah, it's the whole range. That's yoga awesome. Always meets you right where you're at. Doesn't matter where you are, it will meet you there.
I love it. Well, thank you for being with us again. We love having Michelle here. Now, the reason I was excited about this show was because when I first started reading about Elizabeth Bruner's content, I hadn't seen anything like it. Her clothing brand and concept of blending gender fashion has this unique ability to change how kids feel about themselves at school. I love making that connection between fashion and the back to school experience. I think we can all remember the anxiety we experienced as kids, some of us more than others. I'm talking about myself. When it came to choosing an outfit, you know, before school, I think it was a really heavy thing because you're just figuring out who you are, you know, as a kid going to school. And then the outfit just added so much more to that. So thank you, Elizabeth, for being here and for sharing your brand with us. I'd like to start at the beginning, if that's fair. What inspired you to start Stereotype?
Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me. And I loved hearing all of the backstory of your co-hosts. I think it's great and really resonated with me as well. So I started Stereotype. I was inspired by my boy-girl twins. They started sharing clothing at a very early age, around 4. And I noticed that they naturally were attracted to each other's wardrobes without any influence on them. My daughter was really interested and loved wearing camo. She would love to wear black. She loves dinosaurs. She loves trucks. She loves playing with trucks. She still does. And my son is naturally attracted to sparkle, pink, you know, things that were more quote unquote girly. And being a mom of twins, I had these items already. So it was really a matter of just letting them be and watching them dress themselves with things that they were really excited about. So that's how the idea formed. I didn't really get it going until probably a couple of years later. That was more of an observation. And then it planted a seed and it went from there.
So were you like looking, you know, just doing the regular mom thing, getting the new set of clothes for, you know, the 3 months that they grew out of the first Saturday? And you're just shopping, you're realizing that you're going to different parts of the store? Or how did that really play out? Like, there's something wrong here is what I think sometimes when I'm shopping for little girls' clothes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, when I found out I was pregnant with twins, I got a lot of pink and I got a lot of blue. Everybody was very into like, let's get this gender. They're already set. And as, you know, a San Francisco mom, I sort of felt like, you know, I'm a little bit more liberal. I'm not going to buy pink and blue for my kids. But I did get a lot of gifts of pink and blue. And as they got older, I would buy them gendered clothes because that's just what I was used to as well until I, you know, watched them and their own, you know, natural instincts to just pick things that they wanted to wear. And so that was very eye-opening for me. And then, yes, as I did continue to shop for my kids, knowing that my daughter Chloe loves camo, I'm not going to find camo for her in the girls' department. And same for my son. I'm not going to find a unicorn leggings for my son in the boys' department. So I would shop in the girls' department for my son Jacob and in the boys' department for my daughter Chloe because that's where I could find things I knew they would like. And I did have an epiphany shopping for them once where I was like, why are these departments separate? Why isn't it just the kids department? Why can't they all be together? These leggings could be on a boy. You know, these t-shirts can be on a girl. So it was really eye-opening to sort of, you know, have that experience just shopping. And then the idea for Stereotype really formed more and more as I, you know, was, you know, they were evolving and I was evolving as well as a mom.
So I heard this really interesting thing about your brand that your kids are the co-founders. Can you explain a little bit about that? I've never heard of this before. So please tell me how it works and how you came up with it.
Yeah. So my kids are literally the DNA of the brand. So I would not have this idea without them. So, and I really honestly resisted doing another business. I had a business before this called Piece by Piece, and it was all about, you know, using scrap fabric and remaking new garments for women. And I was pretty much done with that in 2018. And I thought, okay, well, this is it. I did my fashion business, you know, let's see what else I can do. And then when I had the idea for Stereotype, it really just sort of nagged me and was like, you know, I was like, no, I cannot start another business. I just can't. I just don't have the energy. And then, you know, my kids were only 5 at the time. Excuse me. So that was really tough as well, just trying to get that focus of starting a business. So once I started the business and started getting it going, I had the idea to make them co-founders because they really inspire the brand and they're very involved in their creative process. I mean, I put the samples on them. I see if things are play ready. The clothes are very play-based, so they're very sturdy. So it really just sort of became like, well, wait a second. My kids are also homeschooled. So part of their education is learning about building a business, and they're doing that by watching me. So it really just became like a very natural idea. I was like, oh, you know, I should really make them co-founders. I'd like them to learn about business. So that's wow. How the idea came up.
How old are they now?
They're 9.
They're 9. Oh, so they're totally involved. Wow, that's so amazing. Congratulations on all of that. Can you explain what blended fashion means?
Yeah. So I came up with the term blended fashion is really, it's a blend of boy and girl. So that's how I described the clothing line. It's blended fashion. So there's some sparkle, there's some black, there's masculine and feminine elements to the athletic skirt with athletic shorts underneath, but then a kilted skirt over. So the term blended fashion really just means a blend of boy and girl, which is equal in value. And is defined by no one. So that's how I came up with blended fashion.
Can I just say that I love everything I'm hearing right now?
Right? Isn't that amazing?
I'm sorry. I'm like just trying to hold back because I want to be a good listener and be patient, but I'm so delighted. And I just want to share this one thing because I see this all the time in our kids' yoga classes. Where doing certain movements or we're talking about certain concepts and, you know, a child will say to me, that's a boy thing or that's a girl thing. And I'm like, oh no, like we're at yoga. All of the colors are for everyone to enjoy. All of the moves are for everyone to learn and to do in their own unique way. And it just goes so well. When you just said about, you know, the skort, basically, you know, being able to move in your attire, I'm just all lit up because I see so many times where kids are coming to class and they're not in their appropriate play-based, you know, attire. And I just think that it does affect how you feel about yourself, what you're able to do, what you're not able to do. And we can see how that spirals down the line. And I just, the last thing I want to say, especially love what you said about masculine and feminine energies. And that as a yogi, you know, I'm really relating to that because we all have those energies in our systems and the whole goal is to come into a balance. So thank you for what you're doing. Love it.
Yeah. And I'm curious, like you said, your kids are 9 and you know, you noticed this when they were younger too, but as they are getting older, how is it changing or is it changing? And I'm curious as they hit, you know, puberty and adolescence, like, you know, what those conversations will be like, or if they've hinted at it at all, or if they're so confident in themselves and what they are right now, which I can only imagine that they are, that there is not going to be a conversation or need for that. But I don't know if you're noticing any of those kind of lines in the sands now as they're starting to kind of come of age a little bit.
Yeah. So it's interesting because they're homeschooled. They, you know, they're not in a social environment where right. There's comparison, which I think is really interesting. And then when they do meet up with their friends that they were going to school and they've been homeschooled for over a year now, they do compare themselves and they'll say, oh, you know, so-and-so wore this or so-and-so is doing this. And I can see that they're trying to figure it out in their minds, right? Like, where do I fall?
Yeah.
And, you know, the big conversation that we have often is individuality, which is the brand is all about individuality. So you can like, my daughter Chloe will sometimes say, oh, is it okay if I like something cute? Because she really sees herself more in a masculine way now, right? Because she does love camo. She does love black. She loves baseball. She loves you know, sports and things like that. So she's trying to identify in that way. And my son, you know, he also likes trucks and things like that as well, but it's really about not defining them, right? As soon as you define a child, you limit them. So for me, it's about, listen, you can change your mind. You want to wear a dress, you want to wear something cute, you want to, you know, watch My Little Pony, whatever it is that she's relating to as girly or feminine. Yeah. It's okay. You have room for both. And I think that's really was for me was the message for blended fashion, which is they're equal in value. One is not better than the other. You can have both. And so, yeah, the individuality is a really big conversation in our home. And they did certainly understand. They're the inspiration behind the brand. They understand the message. So we still have this conversation. There is no line in the sand. It's all about exploring yourself.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, it's so cool to have. I mean, you said they've been home for a year. Did that start, just out of curiosity, did that start from COVID or was that just out of caution or?
It did start from COVID. They were obviously at home doing homeschool during COVID. And actually during that time, I realized watching them how much they were absorbing and how much they were fidgeting and how much they couldn't sit still. And so that really became a conversation for me and my husband about, you know, what is really the best environment for them to learn in. And so we started homeschooling last year. And then once I got the idea to have them be co-founders and learn more about business, it really just was a natural thing to just have them home and learning more at home and being able to go outside and have their energy expelled in ways that were natural for them, not set in a time limit. So yeah, that all... I mean, COVID was such an eye-opener, I know, for everyone. It right. certainly was for me. And I launched Stereotype during 2020, which was crazy. I had no product. I only had pictures. But it was sort of the antidote for all the stress of COVID and everything that was going on in the world. And that sort of just, you know, was in the vortex as well, my kids and their well-being and their happiness and keeping them home. You know, it's not easy. Certainly is challenging, but I can see that they're learning completely in a new way.
That's amazing. And I love hearing the stories of the positives that have come out of COVID, which this is a very big positive story that's come out of COVID. I also love that with this new space that you've taken with your kids and made them business partners, you've also had this part of the brand that's you could do that. It's also about the adults. Like you can match the brand, you can be wearing the same outfit as your kids. And also that it's not fast fashion. So if you're a mom in the Bay who's trying to be financially conscious of fast fashion and you don't want to contribute to that and you want clothes to last more than one season, this is also, Stereotype is also your brand for that. So can you speak to how you brought in the adult aspect of this?
Yeah, I actually get quite a few parents that ask me to make adult clothing. They're like, when can we have this sweatshirt blazer? Because I need it ASAP, which is always so great. So yeah, we do have t-shirts right now that are matching mom and dad, which is always really fun to see the minis with their parents. And that just really came out of like, these are just great images and great graphics, and they should be for adults as well. So I do plan on expanding the line a bit to include more adult. But in terms of, you know, making the clothing locally, that was very important to me as a mom. I didn't want to have to go out of the area. I didn't want to have to fly to another country to try and get things made. And I really wanted to keep the economy here going as much as I could with my small business. So that was really important to me to just keep things as local as possible. And then the clothing themselves are really well made. You know, I use recycled fibers for the hoodie, for the sweatshirt blazer. So there's a lot of thought process that goes into the environmental impact of the clothing as well. It's a very small capsule, and that's intended to also just, you know, not have a giant footprint of, you know, clothing out there. So
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for sharing your brand. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. But if you're listening right now and you're like, where's the link? I will have it here at the bottom of the show. So if you're listening, you'll be able to have access to the hoodie that she's talking about that I already want, even though I haven't seen it yet. And we'll be right back with Hella Momversations in our back to school episode and SFM, keeping it real.
Stay tuned for more details on our Bloom event for new and expectant moms with an in-person fair to be held on Saturday, October 8, 2022 at Broadway Plaza in Walnut Creek. We'll also bring back our coveted online expert panel, VIP swag bags, and our biggest giveaway ever. You won't want to miss it.
The Rosala Sisters Scholarship supports first-generation or immigrant students get to college with scholarships, educational resources, and community outreach. The Rosala Sisters believe that no student should feel the sting of entering college unprepared. We want to help students get to the university level with as much financial and emotional support as possible. Please join us as we support first-generation or immigrant students in Northern California. Visit our page at rsscholarship.com. There you will find upcoming events, see past winners, and the donate link. That's rsscholarship.com. We are a 501c3 nonprofit serving underserved communities in Northern California. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Insta, the Rosala Sisters Scholarship, helping first-generation or immigrant students get to college. That's rsscholarship.com to donate today. That's rsscholarship.com. Join us, donate, and say it proud. Si se puede.
Want the convenience of disposable diapers without the waste? Get weekly diaper delivery, pickup, and composting with ReDiaper, powered by Earth Baby. Plus, our plant-based diapers are free of harsh chemicals, dyes, and fragrances. Try your first month free with the code HAPPYPLANT. Sign up at earthbaby.com. That's earth-baby.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Hella Momversations, keeping it real with San Francisco Bay Area Moms, or SF Mam. I'm your host, Olga Rosales Salinas, also the managing editor for SF Mam. Today's special guest is Elizabeth Bruner, owner and founder of Stereotype, a fashion-forward, gender-free kids clothing brand that's designed to celebrate individuality and freedom of expression by blending the traditional ideas of boys and girls wear. My co-hosts for today, Michelle Wing and Tracy Leonard, are here. Talking with Elizabeth. Michelle, you had a question for Elizabeth in the commercial break.
I really do. Yeah, thank you so much. So I'm really curious about, you know, the vision. Now that you've got this established, you've got a line, you're basically like, okay, here I am. So I'd love to hear, like, what is the mission, the vision, the ethos, the character, and the whole development that you have in mind, especially with young children as co-founders? This brand has the opportunity to really have some serious legs in life.
Yeah, that's a great question. So it is a mission-based business. You know, the mission is really to support childhood individuality and having a childhood that's unbound by labels. And it's also a message for adults as well, you know, to move beyond stereotypes that no longer serve us, that no longer fit into our worldview and the way we want to be in the world. The overall mission of the brand is actually to start a foundation that supports solely kids and kids that are forgotten in our society, like foster kids, survivors of abuse. So there's a broader mission with the brand. My ultimate vision is to start a foundation. So we're heading that way. And we're also, you know, hoping to do collaborations with other companies, with other brands as well. So there's a lot of exciting things coming down the pipeline.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah. Well, and then I want to take that, you know, your mission of childhood individuality and ask now, how does that spill over into your parenting, especially your parenting of twins, you know, and when you've got a twin boy and a twin girl. So, you know, when you're, we know obviously with your clothing line, how that helps, you know, express their individuality, but when it just comes down to, you know, parenting them in general, how does that spill over?
It really, you know, does go hand in hand, the parenting and the brand, just in terms of seeing it as, you know, I really see Stereotype as my third child. And, you know, sort of parenting it and trying to get it going and being up all night, thinking about it, wondering if I'm doing the right things, you know, all of that. It really feels very similar to parenting. But in terms of parenting my twins, I mean, they are twins. So they do compare themselves to each other quite a bit naturally. So I really try to focus on, no, you two are two separate people. Yes, you have the same birthday. Yes, you were roommates first. You know, having all these conversations about what it means to be together and how special that bond is, but also being very aware that they're individuals. And so for me, it's really just being very conscious of that and being aware of when they start to compare or when they start to look to one another and I should be doing this or why am I like this and not like that, is really bringing it back to them as individuals. And, you know, that does spill out, obviously, with Stereotype. It's all about individuality, but as kids and as people, you know, not to compare yourself. You are a unique individual and a unique human. And so that is something that we talk about a lot in our home. And it's certainly runs parallel with the brand.
Excellent. Thank you.
I think that's so important. I have twin brothers, actually. And so I know the twin environment very well. And especially for same gender twins, it can be very tricky to differentiate. And so it's really great to hear you talking about this just from the parenting perspective that Tracy was asking about, as well as from the child perspective, which is, you know, who am I as an individual, given that I share this, you know, birth moment and this parallel life in a way, right, with my sibling, and how unique that is compared to obviously other siblings. So I think that's just very, very valid. And thank you for talking about it like this.
Thank you.
Well, I, and I'm sure you listening are just as impressed with Elizabeth Bruner as I am. I love this brand. I love what she's doing and really opening our minds about how much we can do with clothing and what it means in our kids' lives and what it could help them do with their identity and their self-esteem. So we're going to take another small, quick break. And when we come back, she's going to give us tips for starting our own brand, maybe top five. I haven't really asked her yet, but hoping for top five ways to help us and encourage us as moms who maybe have extra time or have a side project, a side hustle, and they just don't know how to get it started and they don't have a fully thought out ethos yet, but maybe they're looking to Elizabeth now for that. So we will be right back with tips on how to start your side hustle and to be encouraged. So we'll be right back with Hella Momversations and Keeping It Real, San Francisco Bay Area Moms.
It's apple season, and we have shared the must stops at Apple Hill for scrumptious bites and family fun. Check out our new Apple Hill guide on sanfranciscomoms.com. Check out our official guide for the family to pumpkin patches, U-picks, and mazes in and around the San Francisco Bay Area. Available on sanfranciscomoms.com now.
Welcome back to Hella Momversations and Keeping It Real with San Francisco Bay Area Moms, or SFM. I'm your host, Olga Rosales-Salinas, and we have spent the last 30 minutes talking to Elizabeth Bruner of Stereotype, a fashion-forward, gender-free clothing brand. For you, listener out there, with your side hustle and passion project sitting on your desktop right now as you're listening to this podcast, we have a very special segment. This last segment of the show, we're going to be giving you some tips from Elizabeth. So take it away, Elizabeth.
No pressure. Okay, so you know, I would say my first tip really is I'm very heart centered when I was focusing on the business. So when I had the idea for the brand, you know, it really was, you know, something that was an inspiration that sort of came in and just kept, you know, nagging me like, okay, I have to do it. Even though I was resisting really at first, because I didn't know if I wanted to start another company. It was something that just kept sitting in my heart and just, you know, it felt really like a calling. So I would say if you're starting a business, to make sure it's really coming from a true place. I mean, you can have a great idea for anything really, but if it's not coming from a true place in your heart, it's going to be really hard to stick with it. I'm sure you ladies can also speak to this. You really need to Just make sure that you can stick with your business as long as you can. And in order to do that, you need to have the passion behind your heart in order to keep going. So for me, having a passion, writing it down, you know, talking to other people about your idea is also essential. You know, having some close friends that you can confide in and tell them about, hey, what do you think of this? You know, for me, it was talking to other parents and saying, you know, what do you think of this idea of gender-free clothing and, you know, building it out this way and getting feedback that way, I think is really important as well. You know, doing research is also important. For me, you know, it was simply just going shopping, you know, seeing what's out there, you know, noticing a huge gap in the market for gender-free clothing. And, you know, I know there's gender-neutral clothing out there, and I really try to stay away from that as language to use for stereotype, because it's really, my clothing is gender-free. There's no toning down of colors. Everything is more just like there's sparkle. Like, I want to highlight, you know, the masculine and feminine in my products. So it's not neutral at all. It's gender free. So it's a little side note. So I think just, yeah, having passion, writing it down, talking to people. Is that three? You know, yeah. Number four is like
sharing ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like keep going. I mean, it's certainly not an easy business being in fashion, and having a business in general is not easy, but I think that's where that we have to go back to the heart, right? Again, and making sure the drive is really there. And then just, yeah, I would say just keep going, especially if it's something that you feel very strongly about. It's calling you for a reason. And so really following your instincts, you know, as a mom, a parent, and as somebody that has ideas, like, honor them and go for it.
Awesome. Can we speak to a little bit, just because we're all moms on this podcast and we're moms listening, how important it is to support other moms? It always comes a point where I'm talking to somebody and they know someone who knows someone who just started something, and I quickly go to my apps and I quickly support, because I love support in that way, right? It is so important to look at what a mom is doing and say, okay, maybe it's not for me, but I'll try it. I will support you, because it is so hard to be a mom. It is so much harder to be a mom and to also have these ambitions outside of motherhood. What's amazing about you and your brand is that you've been able to blend these experiences, and your kids are involved in this new brand. So congratulations on everything you're doing and for being with us today. In that light, please go and support Stereotype and all of the product links that she talked about today. We will be linking everything to this podcast and giving all the information will be provided below. Please join us at our Bloom event happening on October 8th in Walnut Creek. That is for new and expecting moms. But before I wrap everything up, Michelle or Tracy, do you guys have any last final thoughts for Elizabeth?
I just wish you like all of the luck, the continued luck in the world. And as much as we need to support each other, we also need to remember to ask each other for help. So, you know, you widen your mama circle today by the three of us, plus all of the other listeners who will hear this. So, you know, ask us for help. You know, you've heard some of Michelle's story, some of my story. So whatever we can do to help promote the work that you're doing and get a foundation started, or, you know, support you on social media or whatever. And, you know, that's a way we can support each other. So we're here for you as well. So just all the best.
Thank you.
Exciting.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot.
Yeah, totally agree with that, Tracy. And that's what San Francisco Bay Area moms are for. Wow, exactly. Why else are we here? We're here because we feel inspired, you know, to create something, to make a positive difference in the world, and to, you know, I keep using this, just to shine bright. And this is the time to shine bright. You know, COVID like really dimmed our light. Our kids' lights have been, you know, a little tampered. And I think that it's just time to shine bright. So let's celebrate that each other. I definitely want to do a collaboration. I can absolutely see something happening with the Stereotype and It's Yoga Kids. And so right away, my brain is firing. So very excited and happy to know you here and now.
And I promise you, listener, that I'm going to try and get Elizabeth Bruner to do some guest contributing pieces, some writing for us. And if you're thinking about writing for us, please join us at sanfranciscomoms.com. Submit a guest piece. Let us know what's on your mind and what you thought of today's show or what motherhood is like for you. So hopefully we can get Elizabeth to join us in that way to get some content on the site so you can read more about her experience and about her journey in starting this brand. Thank you guys. This was so much fun. I think I mentioned Bloom already, but Bloom October 8th in Walnut Creek. Please join us for new and expecting moms or just a mom who wants to get to meet us in person. And maybe we're going to be doing Hella Momversations live on October 8th. So if you want to come, maybe sneak in and do a woot woot behind the mic. We're here for that as well. So join us, sanfranciscomoms.com or subscribe to this podcast, Hella Momversations, and all the places that you can hear your podcasts. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Elizabeth, for being here. Michelle and Tracy, thank you guys. As always, it's been so much fun. Thank you for listening. Hella Momversations. I'm your host, Olga Rosales Salinas of San Francisco Bay Area Moms, or SFBAM. As always, keeping it real.